好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
神把我们带到2022年4月17日的主日讲道时间来。
God gets us to April 17, 2022 sermon time。
然后今天讲到的题目是生命的选择。
The sermon title today is the choice of life。
我们开始讲道以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a prayer。
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你啊。
May all the glory and praise be yours.
主啊，就求你在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
May you just have your sovereignty and in us today.
也愿意主你成为我们生命当中的唯一的主。
And we just pray that you are the only Lord in our life.
你帮助我们胜过偶像对我们的试探。
And just help us to just triumph over this temptation from those.
因为除你以外，我们生命没有任何的盼望。
Because apart from you, we have no hope.
除你以外，这生命也没有带给我们任何的希望。
Apart from you, and life does not just bring us hope.
离开了你，我们的生命的意义也就荡然无存了。
Without you, our life is meaningless.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你在今天在我们生命里面继续的掌权。
Thank you that you have the sovereignty in our life.
我们将接下来我们讲到的时间再一次的交托在主你的手上。
And we just humbly just put the time just in your hands.
我们求主再次掌权。
May you just that be our Lord today.
也求圣灵在每一位凡听见的人心中做主做王。
Also may the Holy Spirit and just be the King and for each one of us.
好，让我们借着你的话语能够从天上而来的智慧与能力。
So that we can receive the wisdom and the power from heaven.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，生命的选择。
The choice of life.
今天讲到的题目是生命的选择，对吧？
And this is sermon title today, right?
理解希伯来书呢，我们必须要有一个旧约的背景啊。
To understand about the book of Hebrews, then we need to have an Old Testament background.
在以色列选民的心目当中呢？
So in the eyes of the God's elect,
可以说摩西是他们在人世间的一个最高楷模了，会不会啊？
Moses can be said to be their highest example in the world.
于是保罗就在这个地方向犹太人发出一个挑战呢。
Therefore, Paul just challenges the Jews here.
很简单，就是在摩西与耶稣之间，在你的选择是什么呢？
And that is, what is your choice before Moses and the Christ?
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
远胜过摩西啊。
Far superior to Moses.
关于基督胜过摩西这个道理呢，今天的信徒没什么问题了。
With Christ being far superior to Moses, the new covenant believers today should have no problem.
但是你不要忘了，在2000年前那些犹太教背景的人信了主，成为新约的信徒，那问题就不小了。
However, this for the Christians of the Jewish background that 2000 years ago.
甚至可能是他生命当中极其困难的一个选择，会不会？
Also, it may just have been a very difficult choice.
为什么呢？
Why would we say so?
首先是先入为主的摩西啊。
First, the preconceived Moses.
作为上帝的选民呢？
As God's chosen people.
历史上对于这个民族来说，可能印象最深的莫过于是摩西了。
So the perhaps the most impressive thing in the history is Moses.
你想想摩西给他们生命带来怎样的印象和记忆呢？
So what kind of the impression and the memory they have about Moses?
摩西这一生活了120年，对不对？
Moses lived 120 years.
带领他们出埃及，脱离法老对他们430年的奴役啊。
Moses led them out of Egypt and out of the 430 years slavery of the Israelites by the
你想想，有任何的民族
，Think about this, at any nation,
因为某一位领袖的缘故
，because of a leader,
使他们挣脱了几百年的奴役和统治，那是多大的印象和历史记忆，对不对
？And for them, it's to be just out of the slavery and also the those control, and that's just a big, great history.
那我们也了解一个民族的记忆呢
？Also a national memory.
无论是对个体还是对全体的民众呢？
And no matter is for individuals or that is entire population.
都会带来无法磨灭的影响，会不会
？And it will just have an indelible impact.
以至于对犹太人来说呢
？Therefore, for the Jews.
从此这世上没有人可以跟摩西相比啦。
From now, no one in the world can compare with Moses.
但是今天发生了一件事情，他们的生命必须要做出改变和选择呀。
However, and today, they just need to just face that the change in their life and to make the choice.
就是当犹太背景的基督徒面对基督信仰的时候呢？
That is when the Jewish Christians face their faith.
这种群体历史记忆中的摩西就会在信徒生命里边与基督可能在抢夺上帝的荣耀啊。
So Moses in the collective historical memory will compete with Christ for authority and the glory in the life of the believers.
这跟我们中国人是一样的吧。
It's similar to Chinese.
要在我们心里边生命里边存留的历史记忆也是同样的影响力啊。
And same as all those the memories that in this history.
Yeah, 我们各式各样的爱国主义
so all kinds of patriotism,
从秦始皇开始我们就很欣赏和喜爱自己的民族记忆啊
so from the Qin Emperor, we just have those kind of the memory.
然后唐朝汉代宋朝哇那都是我们记忆深刻的朝代啊
and just like a Tang, Song, and the Han dynasty, and you also the same.
Yeah, 这种民族主义在我们生命骨髓里边所产生的记忆你试问撒旦会不会利用在我们的生命当中成为一个抢夺基督荣耀的阵地呢
With all those memory of the nationalism, would just that be used by Satan and to rob God's glory?
所以我们每个人心里面 可能都有大大小小各式各样不同的摩西在影响着我们抢夺了我们心目当中原本基督应该占据了荣耀的位分和权柄对不对
Therefore,In our heart, maybe there's like a big or small Moses in our heart, and just come and grab God's glory.
啊，其次呢，保罗在这里提醒我们，摩西啊，乃是基督所造的。
Second, Paul reminded us that Moses was created by Christ.
啊，摩西的一生可以分为三个四十年呢。
In Moses' life, and there are 3 40 years.
如果要给这一个上帝的仆人有一个概观之论的话呢？大概我们可以说他是一个尽忠心的仆人，对吧
？If we can just give this God's servant the final judgment of Moses, and he can be described as being faithful to God.
而且这个人不但是自己尽忠心，而且是全家都尽忠心了。
Moses not only was faithful himself, and but the Bible evaluation of him that the whole family was faithful.
当我们进入摩西的这一生的历史当中看，会发现上帝等他80年才用他。
So when we look at Moses' life, and God just waited for 80 years and then used him.
这八十年摩西受尽了煎熬啊。
So in these 80 years, Moses had experienced all those the trials.
八十年的光阴，神将摩西身上各样的戾气啊，都磨掉了。
In 80 years, God wiped away all kinds of the hostility in Moses.
这种戾气我们不容易磨掉的，你看吧。
It's not easy to remove all those hostility.
戾气没有磨掉的时候，可能出口就伤人，动手就打人呐。
If those the all kinds of hostility was not wiped off, and the enemy just easily just do all the cruel thing.
最近我们在视频上也看见那些大白门在上海的封城的环境当中，要出手的打人，张口的伤人。很普遍，为什么戾气很重啊
？So when we see all those the video, then we saw that those officials just in this Shanghai, and they just transformed the cruel words and also behavior.
其实摩西也吹不了牛啊。
Actually, there's nothing Moses can brag about.
曾几何时，摩西40岁的时候，戾气足就杀了两个埃及人了。
When Moses was 40 and he is full of the hostility, he killed.2 Egyptians.
所以你40岁，上帝还不能用你。
So when he was 40, God did not use him.
我再花40年的时间把你的杀人的戾气给磨掉。
Therefore, God just waited for another 40 years to wipe away his hostility.
等他80岁的时候，上帝来重新用这个人。
Until Moses turned 80, and then God started to use him.
这个时候的摩西生命充满了温柔、忍耐、等候。以及各样美好的品格，对吧
？So during this time when he was 80, and Moses' life is full of this the patience and perseverance.
要在他带领以色列人出埃及的过程当中，我们发现呢
？In the process that Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
他是常常跪在神面前，为他的子民，为以色列人求福气、求宽恕、求原谅、求恩典的。
And Moses often just kneeled before God, asking forgiveness and grace for the Israelites.
所以在以色列人的记忆当中呢，摩西是一个榜样，楷模几近完美的一个模板。
Therefore, in the memory of the Israelites, Moses was almost just a role model, almost perfect.
Yeah, 但是保罗在这里强调什么呢？
But here Paul emphasized that.
如此完美的一个摩西。
Such a perfect Moses.
要恰恰是基督。把他造成这样，陶造成这样，冶炼成这样，带领他这样，使得他这样，大家懂得意思吗？
Actually, that was just from God who equipped him and just molded him.
因此，唯有基督才配那更加大的荣耀啊。
Therefore, only Christ deserved the greater honor.
包括摩西在内，万物都是基督所造的。
Including Moses, and all things were created by God.
更何况是摩西呢？
And let alone Moses.
所以，连摩西都是神所造的，难道摩西还能够跟基督抢夺上帝的荣耀吗？
Even Moses was created by God, so how can just Moses just compete with God's glory?
好，最后呢是摩西这一生的目的就是为了基督啊。
Finally.Moses aimed for Christ.
我们看摩西这一生相当精彩，对吧？
Moses' life was just wonderful.
他的曲折人生带给以色列人整个民族都对他有一个美好的回忆。
And his tortuous life just brought good memories to the Israelites.
每一个以色列人每每回想起来呢，都是带着非常陶醉的印象。
So I believe that every time when this God's chosen people think about it, and they're just intoxicated by it.
我们来看看摩西这个人吧。
Let's look at Moses.
他这个人集君王、先知、祭司于一身呐。
So Moses, he's a king, prophet, also a priest.
他带领神的子民经历了十灾呀。
He led God's people through 10 plagues.
带领以色列人跨过红海呀。
And cross the Red Sea.
带领神的子民上西乃山。
And he took the God's people went up to Mount Sinai.
最后上帝让他带领神的子民经过40年的旷野地。
And finally, he just let the Israelites walk into the wilderness.
到最后连迦南都进不去。
Finally, he didn't even just enter Canaan.
想一想这个摩西这一生这最大的遗憾，他这一生所走的路，120岁的时候临到约旦河边了，他就回到山里边去了，让约书亚带领以色列人。进迦南了。
So at the end of Moses' life, and he just only stopped at the Jordan River, and then just led the Joshua to let the Israelites in, and he himself just went up to the mountain.
那么他这一生到底在讲什么呢
？So for Moses' whole life, and so what's telling us?
保罗就对摩西这一生进行了一个小结。
So Paul just gave us just the summary.
他说摩西为仆人，在神的家、神的全家诚然敬忠。为要证明将来必传说的事啊。
Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future.
这里所说的将来必传说的事，当然是指的关于耶稣基督的事吧。
So the what would be spoken by God in the future, and that of course that means Jesus Christ.
因为摩西的一生其实是基督的预表了。
Because Moses' life is a type.Of Christ.
向世人展示神爱世人呢
Showing the world and that God's love for the world.
也向世人展示神拯救世人的道路、真理和生命啊
Also, just reveal to the world that God's way, truth, and life to save the world.
重点是什么
So, what's the focal point?
重点是摩西乃是上帝所赐的恩典
So, the focal point that Moses is the grace of God.
而基督是赐恩典的神呐、
And Christ is the Lord of grace.
所以保罗在这里向我们发出一个呼召和挑战呢。
So Paul here just challenges and just also just proclaims.
请问我们的选择是什么呢
？What is our choice?
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at second point.
约超越祖先呢
？Covenant over ancestors.
这里所说的约当然是指神与人立约嘛。
Covenant, of course, refers to the covenant God made with man.
包括了旧约和新约啊。
Including the old covenant and the new covenant.
祖先指的就是亚伯拉罕呢。
And just that ancestors refer to Abraham.
以撒、雅各。
Isaac, Jacob.
以及旷野中的以色列人都包括在内。
And also the Israelites in the wilderness.
那么在约与这祖先之间有一个选择呀。
So, and just between that, and there's still choice.
而在这个选择过程当中，我们会遇见怎样的事情呢？
So in the process of the choosing, so what would they meet?
首先是令人羞愧的先祖啊。
First, shameful ancestors.
要随着新约教会的展开，上帝的启示也渐渐的明朗了。
With the unfolding of the New Testament Church.God's revelation just gradually became clear.
呀，过往是因为祖先而夸口，就变得不合时宜了。
In the past, just boast because of the ancestors has become inappropriate.
保罗甚至是以一个亲临者的角度来述说历史。
Paul even tells history just from the perspective just a person who was there.
他说在那里，你们的祖先，视我、探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。
And he said,Where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years, they saw what I did.
以色列人出埃及的历史，大家多少有些了解，对吧？
So we have some just understanding about the Israelites. They left the Egypt.
你离开了埃及，到达西乃山呢？
They left Egypt and went to Mount Sinai.
让摩西让百姓在山下等着，我带着约书亚上去领受十诫。
So Moses just told the Israelites just wait at the bottom of the mountain, and he just.Went up to the mountain with the Joshua to receive this the Ten Commandments.
结果摩西上山，以色列就以为他不回来了。
So Moses went up to the mountain. The Israelites thought he would not come back.
没有学习怎么忍耐等候神呢。
They didn't learn to be patient and wait.
所以以色列就想起埃及人是敬拜金牛犊的。
So the Israelites just remember in Egypt and the Egyptians they just worshipped this golden calf.
那就把从埃及带出来的金子全部融化以后呢，铸成个金牛犊来敬拜。
Therefore, the Israelites just melted the gold and just made the golden calf to worship.
你拜偶像肯定会惹动神的愤怒吧
？So when they just worship the idol, just provoke God's anger.
要摩西下山一看，把他气坏了，拿回来两块石板摔了个粉碎啊。
So Moses saw that he was just very angry, and he just broke.
神也在地面上拉开一条大裂缝，陷进去两万多人丧命啊。
And God also opened a big crack in the ground and just sinking just more than 20,000 people.
呀，摩西派十二个探子进迦南去打探消息啊。
So Moses sent 12 spies and went to Canaan.
结果十个人回来报道的是假新闻呢。
However, 10 came back and just reported false news.
呀，只有两个人回来说真话。
Only two came back to tell the truth.
呀，当年以色列人这种就是报假新闻、说假话的这个习惯，一直流传到今天。今天新闻好像说真话的也不多了。
So those are the bad habit, just tell the false news and just from in the history, and seems like it's just today and it's the same.
呀，前两天就是昨天前天吧，哪一天我也忘了，就是乌克兰用海王星这个导弹呢，就击沉了。俄罗斯的那个莫斯科号的巡洋舰，那很牛很拽啊。
So a few days ago, and with the news about the Ukraine just used a missile to just defeat it, and the ship in the Russia.
记得在中国的央视报道中说，这个俄罗斯号至少是天下无敌30年了。
But the news in China, this is reported with the.Those technology in the Russia, it just can last about 30 years. So strong.
是普京也很没面子啊。
So the Putin just no face.
不是乌克兰人打的，是自己一些是不是意外了，起火了。
So he just said that it's just like an accident. It's not defeated by the Ukraine.
其实也可以理解了，心情没有面子嘛。
Of course, it's understandable because it's kind of losing face.
但是这种。报假新闻、说假话的习惯，乃是自古以来就有了。
However, and the habit to tell the false news, and actually, seems the history just already have that.
在以色列人当中，当时也是非常普遍的事情。
During that time, among the Israelites, it's kind of just popular.
呀，他们埋怨神。
They complain God.
呀，他们苦读人呐。
And they just bitter people.
说出来的每句话都带着毒气呀。
And the words they said and just was like a toxic.
然后每天没有喜乐呀。
And also no joy.
老是想回埃及去吃海鲜、吃河鲜呢。
They just always miss the delicious food in Egypt.
生命没方向，当然也就不会有平安嘛。
When there's no direction in life, so they have no peace.
最后真的是惹动神的愤怒啊。
At the end, they just disturbed God's anger.
神就让这一群人在旷野当中走了四十年。
Therefore, God let them, the Israelites, just stay in the wilderness for 40 years.
第一代出埃及的人大多数全部都死光了。
So the first generation who came out of Egypt, most of them, they died in the wilderness.
剩下三个人。
Three people left.
一个是约书亚，一个是加勒，他们进了迦南。
So Joshua and Caleb, they went enter into Canaan.
还有一个呢，是到达约旦河口，转身而去，进山里边等候神接他回天家，就是摩西。
There's another one, and just by the when you walk to the Jordan River, and then went up to the mountain, just wait, just to die. That's Moses.
所以这是令人羞愧的先祖啊。
So they are the shameful ancestors.
Yeah. 所以上帝的约是超越我们的先祖的，对以色列人讲，对吧？
Therefore, God's covenant that is the superior is over.
其实保罗的意思也是在对犹太人说话了。
Actually, Paul was talking to the Jews.
别再靠着你的亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和出埃及的先祖来夸夸其谈了。
So do not just brag about your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
其次呢
？Second,
是毫无可夸的资格了。
No qualifications to boast about.
出埃及的那一代人，那一代以色列人，内心骄傲啊。
So there's a pride in the heart of the generation of Israelites who came out of Egypt.
以致呢，使得耶和华神呢厌烦那世代的人。
Therefore, it just caused God just to be just angry with the people of that generation.
因为他们一而再、再而三惹动神的愤怒啊。
Because over and over again, they just provoked the wrath of God.
圣经记载，神甚至在怒中启示说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
So the Bible just said that God even said that. So I declare on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.
在旧约的选民当中，他们晓得的。
So they know that they're elected in this the Old Testament.
他们知道，因为他不守神的律法呢，被神遣散到世界各地啊。
They know that they have just been sent to all parts of the world by God for not keeping God's laws.
他们心中有悔意，也很愿意去改变呢。
They also feel this remorse in their hearts and are willing to change.
但是我们发现，当耶稣基督降临的时候呢
？However, by the time Jesus Christ came,
犹太人的生命并没有太大的改变了。
The Jews' life has not fundamentally changed.
没有发生一个面对上帝真实的改变呢。
They don't have the true change to like to face God.
他们一旦碰到改变生命的底线的时候呢，就缩回去了。
Once they hit the life-changing bottom line, they back off.
其中法利赛人就是个典型的代表。
The Pharisees are a typical representative.
只要在外表上是守律法的样子就好了。
As long as they just keep the law on the outside, and they thought it's fine.
而且法利赛人是获得当时整个社会对他们的尊敬啊。
Also during that time, the Pharisees was just highly respected from the bad people.
他们每天很满足啊。
They just feel content every day.
常常他们穿个长袍在马路上在那里大声的祷告。
And they just like to just wear the long robe and just walk on the street and pray.
他说：“上帝啊，感谢你没有把我造成一个外邦人啊。”
And just pray, Lord, I thank you that because you did not create us as a Gentile.
上帝啊，感谢你没有把我造成一个女人啊。
Lord, we thank you. You did not create us as a woman.
他们祷告非常冠冕堂皇的。
And they're just the prayer just sounds very fancy.
耶稣基督斥责他们是假冒为善的人。
Jesus Christ just denounced them as a hypocrite.
你如此假冒为善，有什么可夸的呢
？So they're just hypocrites, and there was nothing to boast.
最后是抓住悔改的机会。
Finally, seize the opportunity to repent.
保罗在这里继续强调了。
Paul continued to emphasize.
他说：“你们要谨慎呐、
Just that situation.
免得你们中间或有人存着不幸的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
And brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that the true turns away from the living God.
读了这节经，我心里面有些略略有些担心了。
When I just read this verse, I have some worry.
别到了审判的日子呢。
Don't just come to the day of judgment.
神会对我们中间的有一些人会说话呀。
God will just say to some of us.
你知道神会说什么的可能
？So You think what God will say to them?
神真的有可能会对我们当中其中的某些人说：“我不认识你啊。”
God was may say to some of us, "Say, I don't know you."
你知道人世间最大的可悲是什么吗
？Do you know what is the most tragic thing in the world?
就是你明明没得救，但却自以为为义啊。
And that is even though you're not saved, but you are self-righteous.
Yeah, 如果我们对马可福音熟悉的话呢？
If we're familiar with the book of Mark,
yeah, 耶稣基督常常就问门徒一句话呀。
Jesus Christ often asks his disciples,
你们仍是不明白吗
？Do you still not understand?
Yeah, 有没有想过为什么总是不明白呢
？Have you ever wondered why you still don't understand?
Yeah, 其实听讲道也听了这么多年了。
You have listened to sermons for so many years.
可能我们当中有些人与牧师单独谈话的很多次了。
Maybe just some of us that you just have talked to with the pastor alone countless times.
怎么还是不明白呢
？Why do you still not understand?
其实保罗给出的答案是很清楚了。
Actually, the answer is given by Paul is very clear.
按照今天经文的启示来看呢
？So based on the revelation from today's the verse.
很简单，就是被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
So that is hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
我再讲一遍喽。
Let me say one more time.
Yeah, 当我们有不明白上帝真理的时候呢
？When we have the don't understand about God's truth.
最直接的一个原因就是我们。在罪上的持守。
The most obvious reason that is when you persisting in your sins.
好不好？我们不妨试一试。
Please try it.
从今天开始，停止继续犯罪啊。
Starting today, stop sinning.
我们的头脑、理性、情感、灵性可能都会苏醒吧。
And then, in this way, your mind, your reason, and emotion, just spiritually, will wake up.
我们与上帝的约超过我们祖先留给我们的。产业
Our covenant with the Lord, it's just a way over just our just the assets.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
唯因信称义啊。
Only justification by faith.
对啊，有人说信仰其实很简单。
Some people say faith is actually very simple.
也有人说信仰的确不容易。
Others also say faith is indeed not easy.
因信称义的道理不难呐。
The reason of the justification by faith is not difficult.
但是活出信心不简单，对吧
？But living it out is not so simple.
问题是我们想过原因吗
？The key is, have you thought about the reason?
到底难在哪里呢
？Where's the difficulty?
保罗今天在希伯来书这里给我们怎样的启示呢
？And here in the part through the book of Hebrews, give us the just revealed to us.
首先是从一而终的生命。
First of all, a life of persistence.
呀，自从始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后呢
？Since the ancestors sinned.
呀，我们发现人类呢，几乎就要失去了一种持续的能力。
Then human beings have lost the ability to just last.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为持续是指向永恒的方向。
Because persistence points in the direction of eternity.
呀，那么人类因着罪的缘故呢？
And because of the sin,
在通往永恒的方向上就遇到了障碍了。
Because of sin, then man has encountered obstacles in the direction of
eternity. 所以你发现没有，今天人们的生命的特性、习性，往往都是五分钟热度，是短暂的，不长久的。
Therefore, people's life habits today are often just short-lived.
呀，今天的世人，往往我们见的是愿意选择追求一时的刺激啊。
The world just chooses to pursue temporary excitement,
而不计后果
and this is the reckless that they don't care about the consequences.
甚至成为一种时尚啊
Even just this just even kind of fashion.
呀，记得曹操的儿子曹丕啊，
so,
接了曹操的班嘛
In the Chinese history, and the 曹操 his son, 曹丕
那他有一个兄弟叫曹植
and he has a brother named 曹植
呀。能够琴棋书画啦，然后能够诗词歌赋都很擅长。
And Cao Zhi, he is just so good at just making the poem and also just playing instrument, and it's so good.
这两兄弟的兄弟之心还没怎么捂热，就心生相间之意呀、啊。
So the brotherhood between Cao Pi and Cao Zhi have not yet warm up, but they are in just a frenzy.
所以就逼迫他七步成诗嘛，对吧
？So just push him and just to do in the seven steps to make porn.
那今天俄罗斯与乌克兰同属东斯拉夫人的兄弟啊。
So nowadays, the Russian and the Ukraine just belong to the Eastern Slav.
但是俄罗斯因为心里边对北欧心生恐惧和忧虑呢？
But because the Russian and they just have a fear and anxiety about just the NATO in their hearts.
他就迫不及待地向兄弟之邦开火啦。
And they just can't wait to open fire on the brother state.
这个战争今天仍在燃烧，仍然在继续啊。
And today the battle is still continued.
其次呢，是顺服谦卑的生命啊。
Second, an obedient and a humble life.
有没有想过神到底最在乎我们的什么呢？
Have you ever thought about what God cares about us most?
要是我们献的牛羊呢，还是我们的十一奉献、爱心奉献、努力服侍、拼命做工，是什么？
Is it the offering that we send for the sheep and cattle, or is it just the our work or our tithing?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？
Dear brother and sister, do you understand?
神向我们要的就是我们对他一个无条件的顺服啊。
What God wants from us is our obedience to Him.
有没有想过顺服为什么会这么难呢？
Have you thought about why obedience is so difficult?
这个原因是与魔鬼撒旦的灵是紧紧相通相连的。
The reason that is closely connected with the spirit of Satan.
撒旦就是上帝所创造的一个其中长得比较美丽、能力比较强的天使啊。
Satan, he was the angel created by God. He was the greater of the power.
他自己心生不顺服啊。
Because the Satan is not obedient.
因为他在感觉上吧，觉得好像他可以欲与天公，势比高啊。
He feel like he can just compare himself and with the Lord.
可能才在天上照照镜子，左看右看，觉得自己长得很美啊。
Maybe he just feel like he think he just look beautiful.
然后左思右想，会不会比造他的上帝还美丽呢
？And he may just thought of.Think that maybe he's more beautiful than God who created him, made him.
而当年他诱惑亚当、夏娃犯罪之后呢
？So at a time after he tempted Adam and Eve and they sinned.
他其实就把他自己生命当中对上帝的悖逆、不顺服，也就传给了人类了。
And he just passed on this disobedience and to human beings.
继承了撒旦的骄傲了，也就很难谦卑了。
And just carry forward and this the Satan's pride and it's very hard to be humble.
你知道吧？人一旦失去谦卑呢
？Once a person loses humility,
顺服之心就在心里边荡然无存了。
Then it just becomes just the very even more difficult just to obey.
一个自卑的人，他背后的价值观是他内心的骄傲的，你知道吗
？So a person who just has a just a very low just a just a situation actually that is the pride in his heart.
你看我们自己日常生活弟兄姐妹的生命就知道了。
So look at our love and brother sister love, you can see.
有一些表面上认了罪了。
So some people on the surface they confess their sins.
心里却仍旧顽梗悖逆啊。
But however, he's still stubborn and rebellious in his heart.
表面上道了个歉呢。
Just on the surface, he just apologized.
其实心里边充满了顽梗和悖逆啊。
However, in his heart, and still full of the stubborn and just the rebellion.
你说这还不是明显清晰的证据吗
？Isn't that just a very clear proof?
最后是持守信心的生命啊。
Finally, hold on to a life of faith.
什么是信
？What is faith?
信是什么
？So what is faith?
圣经说，信是所望之事的实底。是未见之事的确据啊。
The Bible says that now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
当然没有理性的宗教就是迷信啦。
Of course, religion without reason is superstition.
没有信仰的理性呢就变成哲学了。
And reason without faith is philosophy.
当你说别人迷信的时候可能你自己正在迷不信啊。
When you say someone is just with superstition,And maybe, and you just are the one, you just believe that with unbelief.
信心的本质就是对准造物主的一个永远信靠啊。
The essence of faith, that is an eternal trust in the Creator.
信心的本质呢，也是与上帝建立一个彼此相爱的永不改变的关系。
Also, the essence of faith, that is an unchanging relations of mutual love with God.
有一天，当上帝再回来的时候呢
One day, when God comes back,
当基督再来审判的时候呢
？When Christ comes back to judge,
然后我们心里边对上帝这种信心就是一个凭证，就是一个依据了。
And our faith, and then that is the basis, and also that's the evidence.
因为上帝讲得很清楚啊，人非有信不能得神的喜悦啊。
Because God said very clearly, without faith, man cannot please God.
所以保罗最后总结怎么说呢
？So Paul concluded by saying.
他说这样看来你们不能，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故了。
So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
请问你信吗
？So do you believe it?
请问你生命的选择是什么呢
？And what is your life choice?
是摩西还是基督呢
？So Moses or Christ?
是祖先还是与神所立的约呢
？Ancestors or a covenant with God?
还是你生命当中有一个真实的信心呢
？Or you have the true faith in your life?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
主近了
，The Lord is near.
今天末日的迹象已经越来越明显了。
The signs of the last day that is becoming more and more obvious today.
瘟疫战争就在眼前呢。
The plague and the war is in front of us.
有没有想过过后是会发生什么事情呢
？Have you thought what's next?
按照圣经来看呢，接下来就是饥荒了。
According to the Bible, the next thing is famine.
其实饥荒已经来了。
In fact, the famine has already come.
饥荒不是一个没有粮食吃不到饭，它是一个政治学的术语啊。
Famine, that is that you don't have food to eat. Actually, it's a term in the politics.
这样的现象其实已经在世上向我们显明了。
And this already revealed to us.
一个2500-600万人口的城市，已经预演了全球将要临到饥荒的样式，你没有看见吗？
A city of 25 million people has already just foreshadowed a global famine.
巴不得上帝的智慧充满我们每一位啊。
And I just pray that God's wisdom just fulfill in our heart.
请问你生命的选择是什么呢
？So what is your life choice?
请问你选择之后的生命又是怎样呢
？And also, what is the life and after your choosing?
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你借着今天这堂道教导我们如何去选择生命啊。
Thank you for just teaching us through today's sermon and teach us how to choose life.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们看清这世界的真相。
You let us see the true situation of the world.
你也教导我们不要沉迷于今天世界的各样的假象之中。
Also, you just tell us not to just sink ourselves into this the false the image.
因为我们在世上不过是客旅啊。
Because we're just the traveler in the world.
我们有一天必要离开这个世界。
One day we will leave this world.
这个世界也将要成为过去。
Also, this world will be the past.
因为圣经说，凡有形质的都要过去啊。
The Bible just said all the material things will just deteriorate, pass away.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
好，让我们晓得如何做出生命的选择。
So that we can understand how to make the choice of our life.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.